With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump is among the world leaders gathered today for the funeral for Pope Francis. And those dignitaries are all gathered for the event today, and he's going to be laid to rest, meanwhile, nearby. After Francis died earlier this week, Trump remembered him as what he called a good man who loved the world. And meanwhile, he also met with Ukraine's President Vladimir Zelensky on the sidelines. While Republicans and Democrats are almost equally trusted by voters on economic issues, immigration remains a big advantage for the GOP right now. Here's correspondent Bernie Bennett.
The latest Rasmussen Report's national telephone and online survey finds that 50% of likely U.S. voters trust Republicans more to handle immigration, while 39% trust Democrats more and 11% are undecided. These findings are almost unchanged from April 2023. The survey of 1,065 U.S. likely voters was conducted on April 20 through the 22nd, by Rasmussen reports. The margin of sampling error was plus or minus 3 percentage points with a 95% level of confidence. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Senator James Lankford says the new budget being hammered out in Congress will include more funding to house those being deported.
We've got to have more beds. We've got about 45,000 beds. Those beds were used by the Biden administration to move people in. The Trump administration's using those same beds by ICE to move people out.
Senator Lankford was interviewed this week by the Salem Radio Network. Coal-fired power plants have long been a money-losing proposition in the U.S. as it transitions toward clean and green energy, but now they're becoming more valuable. That's because suddenly strong demand for electricity from big tech companies has set off a sprint to find new energy sources. Big tech stocks carried Wall Street to the close of a winning roller coaster week on Friday. The S&P 500 rose by 0.7% of its value. This is SRN News. More people believe there's life after death. Here's Michael Harrington.
Most religious Americans agree that the spirit will continue on after life on this earth is over. But what's remarkable about the latest data is the number of non-religious people who agree. According to an analysis made by Professor Ryan Burge of Eastern Illinois University, 50% of people who say they are followers of no particular religion believe in some kind of an afterlife. Christian leaders say this is further proof that non-believers might be open to the gospel. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal judge has partially blocked the Trump administration from enacting a policy that bans the use of the X marker used by so-called non-binary people on passports, as well as the changing of gender markers. District Judge Julia Kobach, who was appointed by President Biden, sided with the American Civil Liberties Union's motion for a preliminary injunction. This is SRN News. Shedeur Sanders is still waiting to hear his name called in the NFL draft after three rounds, 102 picks, and five quarterbacks selected ahead of Coach Prime's highly touted son. The Colorado quarterback was widely considered a first-round talent, but his stunning slide continued Friday night when his name was not called in the second or third rounds. Sanders had arguably been the most recognized player in the country entering the draft, largely because of his famous father, Deion Sanders, the Pro Football Hall of Famer and innovative, outspoken Colorado coach. Few, if any, mock drafts had the various people who were selected ahead of him going that high. The city of Bath in southwest England loves its rugby, but it loves its UNESCO World Heritage Site designation as well. That's why Bath Rugby Club and neighbors are now at odds. They're battling over how to use that land. More of these stories at srnnews.com.